Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. You know, one of the biggest challenges that we face as disabled people is the fact that there's plenty of money there to help us, but it's not being used in the proper way. Now, I want to dedicate this show to an old friend of mine, Brian Cruz, and he is the one who originally said that and gave me the idea that something needs to be done about that, because it's really abuse. You know, when somebody owes you something, in this case the government owes us for all this horrible non-accessibility, somebody owes you something and they give it to you, supposedly, but they don't give it to you in the way that you can use it and make your life better. Now, let me explain what we're talking about here. The Medicaid and Medicare, all right, for medical purposes. There, and you know, you have certain things, you got to follow the certain rules and all this stuff, and you know, you hear about problems all the time with people. They won't pay for this, they won't pay for that. You break your wheelchair, you're in trouble. If it doesn't fit into a certain time limit or criteria, whatever it may be. Now, so the money is there, but they put restrictions on it. They put rules on it, and they've taken away the freedom of choice. We don't have the freedom of choice with the money that's supposed to be there to help us. If a person wants to go to a holistic doctor, you know, you have your Medicare and all that, and they're not going to pay for that. They're going to give you a hard time, and they're not going to pay for it. And that's an example. In other words, the money is in there. It's there for you. But set up to dictate how you can spend that money. Now, many, many millions of disabled people are on medicine, drugs, and all that. And a lot of them have gotten worse because of these drugs. You know, the side effects, the long-term usage of the drug, which causes all kinds of problems. If you read the side effects, you know, there's a book called Physician's Desk Reference. They tell you the side effects of any drug. You look it up. So that money that's supposed to be there for us is not really there for us. It's there for the government to play games with us. I mean, if a person is getting worse and worse and worse. Let's say they have whatever it is they may have. And they keep going to the doctor. And all the doctor does is experiment. Oh, let's try this drug. Maybe, you know, the other one is too powerful for you, or you're allergic. So they keep trying different drugs, which in of itself can be harmful. So the money is there, but it's not there for preventative purposes. In other words, after you get sick, then you can use the money. And when you go to a doctor, but you can't take that money and say, hey, I'm going to go to Dr. So-and-so, who has a much better treatment and who believes in substances that do not have these side effects. Even though that money is there for you, use it in that way. And that is abuse of power that the government has over us. Of course, you know, it's even worse, it's a thousand times worse if you get put into a nursing home. Then the problem really gets bad, you know, because I don't believe there's any nursing home doctors who believe in holistic healing. I've never heard of one. I don't believe there is one. They probably couldn't work for the nursing home if that was their practice. So the situation definitely goes from bad to worse when you have to be in a nursing home. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how it should be, especially in this country where, you know, where everybody's really big on freedom. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you for all your help. Sent off a picture to her of my guide dog with the new harness. And if you go to their website, maybe you'll see Charabelle up there with her new harness, the Akita guide dog. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. You want to email? Just click on Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. There's the email. And you want to support a good cause? A key to rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, with his place in his office in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And we thank Mr. Kennedy for all of his help. We wish his wife a speedy recovery. Doreen, get better. We need you. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Thanks for your help. Silo, 631-880-7929. And you go to their website, you'll see all the different programs that they have. Well, it's silo.com, I believe it is. Inner Sight, proud to be affiliated with Silo. 631-880-7929. We're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena. Beautiful, beautiful children and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. By the way, we still don't have our engineer back, so we're on the Inner Sight hotline. If you want to call in, it's 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline, and we can put you on the air through the hotline. Again, 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Call Gary. Nobody Starves on Long Island. 484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Give Gary a call. If you have trouble getting around, you can't pick the food up, let him know. He may be able to bring it to you. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. All right, I want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, my buddy John in Nassau County, and I want to thank Andrea for taking a picture of my dog and sending it over to the rescue. We greatly appreciate everybody's help. Every little bit helps. You know, when you're trying to change a system that is very backward. And, yes, instead of the government controlling us, I mean, because now it's our belief that this government owes us as disabled people. I mean, every day when you're a disabled person, you encounter some kind of barrier that you cannot get over, especially if you're visually impaired. This is a very visual world, and, you know, you can't read most of the traffic lights, you can't read the signs, you can't read the store windows. I mean, the list is endless. You read the labels when you go shopping. So, the way that it should be done, and we spoke about this last night, and in regard to the medical, all right, the government should put up half the money, and the agencies for the blind and disabled should be raising the other half. That way you're in a partnership with the agency. They need us, we need them. They use us to raise the money. Now, the guide dog schools are doing that now. They use blind people to raise the money, and a lot of them get denied because there's no law there. And many times they'll raise the money, deny the person the dog for whatever reason they make up, and then keep the money. So it's it turns out to be abuse in that way without a fair hearing system. And by the way, this show is brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anyone out there who would like to help bring about a day for Milton, call us or send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Milton was a guide dog that was killed a year ago, July, at the Guide Dog Foundation by being left in the van by the trainer in the middle of a heat wave. And the school got away with it. There's no law there to protect guide dogs in reference to service dog schools. So a day for Milton. If you'd like to help to orchestrate that, call us or send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com, or the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. So now the money is controlled by the government. Now we're talking now tonight about medical, your medical money, controlled by the government. All right, you don't have the money in your possession where you can have the freedom of choice. You know, where you can use that money to seek out doctors who are practicing preventative measures rather than the other way. You know, by the time you go to the doctor, you're sick. I heard a guy on YouTube, he's a renowned heart surgeon, one of the pioneers in the heart transplant field. And he made that statement. He said, most people go to the doctor when they're sick, and a lot of times it's too late. And he was very disturbed over the fact that his colleagues are not practicing preventative measures, so much so that he now has a whole preventative practice, some supplements that he has researched and perfected and deals with. But you've got to have the money to go to a doctor like that. The Medicaid is not going to pay him, the Medicare. If the treatment is not approved by the government, we all know that, the Medicaid will not help you or pay for it. So it's the system many, many times that is in the way of people's health. They call it health care. But it's not really, that's a very deceiving term. Because if you're healthy, why do you have to go to a doctor? You know? If you learn how to prevent things on your own, then you don't need a doctor. So going to a doctor is not really health care. It's sick care. You're going there to get care because you're sick, not because you're healthy. And that's the way the system operates, and that's how the money is used. In other words, we'll pay the doctor only if you're sick. We're not going to pay a doctor to prevent you from getting sick. And of course, then that way you have to do it on your own, find a way to do it, and that's the real problem. And that's why a lot of people get on these drugs, take them for years and years and years, and get worse and worse. And by the time they go to a doctor, as this expert said on YouTube, trying to think of his name, I thought it was Bennett, I'm not sure. By the time they go to a doctor, it's too late because they haven't had the funds to go to someone who could possibly have prevented whatever illness has come upon them. So that's the great wrong of the system. See, what it should be, if people want to go to a regular conventional doctor, yeah, I understand. That's their choice. But it should be the freedom of choice. It's supposed to be a free country. Where's the freedom of choice regarding your medical? You don't have the freedom of choice with that. You have to go to only the people that they'll pay. And that is the, you go after you're sick. You don't go to prevent illness. So there goes your freedom. You know, that word is very, very misleading. In this country, it's interpreted by the government, especially toward the disabled and the elderly and people in nursing homes. That's even worse. So it's programs like this, like Inner Sight, that talks about this, that brings it out, that talks to people. And I think we ought to bring more people on the show that are going, they're taking these drugs. A lot of people are taking 2, 3, 4, 5, half a dozen of them. You know, 10, 20 pills a day. I think we ought to try to bring people on the show who are involved in this and who have gotten worse because of it. And let them talk about it. Now, a lot of these drugs, we know, are the cause of suicidal tendencies. People feel that they want to commit suicide. We've encountered that. Had a woman on the show not too long ago, several years ago, whose sister was taking those drugs, and I forget the name, you know, there's all different ones, and wound up committing suicide. Of course, the medical profession said, well, you know, it was because she was mentally ill. Well, that may be part of it, but the drugs certainly didn't help her. It made her worse. There are so many, you see, what you have to do is you have to seek out a doctor who knows about holistic healing through experience and practice, you know. I mean, there are many of them around. And a lot of them don't take insurance because the government won't allow them to take insurance. But sometimes they can work it in somehow, you know. You can't get in the front door of the barn, you go around the side, right? Talk to the horse. Stop. Talk to the horse and say, hey, let me in. you know. So that's the whole thrust of why we can't get help. The money that is controlled by somebody else, either an agency or directly controlled by the government. You know, you take the SNAP, food stamps, they call them, you know. Government gives you a certain amount. Nobody gets enough to last the whole month. That's very rare if it does last you the whole month. And yet, the agencies don't come in. The government won't allow the agencies to come in and be a part of that and say, hey, you know, we've established a fund. We did it as a fundraiser, and we'd like to help you. You know, here's a couple of $100. We know that you most likely have run out of your food money by 2 or 3 weeks in to the month. The government doesn't allow that to happen because they're controlling us and because they don't want us to be really independent. But their bottom line is, if you can't deal with the world on the outside, go into an institution, which translates into a nursing home. So the whole system operates in the same way. You know, our lives would be much easier if the agencies were participating in the funding, and if the government would put up half and let the agencies put up the other half. Pass a law that if you get a little help, nobody can come along and take that away or reduce what little you're getting from the government, because they don't give us enough money for what they put us through. And it's usually not looked at like that. You don't hear people talk, but the reason why people go into nursing homes is because they don't have the means to stay out of a nursing home. And if the government helps them, they're going to review that every year to see, we can't help you anymore. Now you got to go into a nursing home. We did what we could. And yet, the money to help that person is still there. And that's without the agencies. If the agencies were brought in, the government's power could be reduced. And yet, you know, they still should have protective mechanisms and improve on those. So that's the inner sight way. How do you bring it about? Well, either you get a politician who understands, who cares, who wants to change this system for the better, or you get a very big donation to inner sight, and we start doing it. And bring in people and set the example, you know, and set up a lobby in Washington that would stop all this ridiculous criteria. Stand by. We have a call. Stand by. Hello? The telemarketer on the InnerSight line, and I think I scared her away. I asked her if she was live or recorded, and I didn't get an answer. All right, but there's an example. See? Giving you benefits, you know, and controlling them. Making them hard to get, excluding certain people, the wrong criteria, you know. All because the government is controlling us and because the agencies don't play a role in it. If the agencies played a role in it, it would be a lot easier because then we would play a major part in helping to raise the money. And of course, then the money would go people directly, and you could publicize that for those who wanted to, and let people know that so and so agency raised so much and helped so many people in their community. That's how it should be. And not have to worry that if you give somebody an extra $50 or $100 that they're going to cut their food allowance or whatever it may be. It's a mean way to do business. It doesn't help anybody. It makes you feel that the government doesn't care about us. And it's true, they don't. I mean, look what happened with the death of Milton, the guide dog. They haven't done one thing about that. There's no money behind the American Disability Act. I don't see anything being done about that. The nursing homes are horrible. The government allows the nursing homes to take people's money and their possessions, pension and everything. So we've got to work toward changing the way things are done. That's the only way that this system is going to improve. And, you know, there are those who say, well, you know, you got to be careful for abuse. People steal money. Of course you got to be careful for that. You'll never get rid of that in this world. It's always going to be there. So you put in more protection. You know? Now, that's one thing that I agree with, that the government should be vigilant about making sure that the person or the person's advocate is using the money in the right way. I'm all for that. InnerSight is all for that. As a matter of fact, that would be part of the revision of the legislation, the law. So there you have an idea. It's a new idea. I don't think it's ever been done before. And if it has, it probably hasn't been done in the right way because it's no longer there. 838 Inner Sight, New York. Hey, tomorrow night, the funnies, don't forget. We'll tell you about a new word that we invented, stiffified. Are you stiffified? Well, of course I am. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, stiffified. Get into that and have a little fun. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. We'll tell you about Jimmy's Christmas party. And Louis the Lip should be on board. Get Louis the Lip. Inner Sight. Hopefully Suzanne will be back tomorrow night to work the board, and we can get some music behind our episodes. And we hope to have Sweet Pepper Treat on the show with us tomorrow night. So join us tomorrow night on the Frolics, Inner Sight Frolics. Now, in view of the fact that the money is there and you can't get it to help yourself, Inner Sight is willing to help in any way we can. You know, if you're an individual, if you're disabled or elderly, and you know, if you have disabled people in your family, and you need help because you want to go to a doctor who is holistic, and you're tired of taking the drugs and they're making you worse, give us a call. Contact us. Let's see what we can work out to help you. You know, maybe we could do a fundraiser and explore the whole thing and see what can be done. Call the Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight Hotline. Or you drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Oh, the other many of the other organizations are not allowed to fundraise. I was told the other day that the independent living centers are not allowed to fundraise. Well, we are, and we'd be willing to help. In fact, we paid for a partial bill for the engineer on the show, Suzanne. We paid her bill at a holistic doctor not too long ago. We don't always have the money, but we may have a good opportunity to raise it. So anyone out there who wants to get off these horrible drugs that cause all these side effects and try to find a doctor who will work with you without them, and you need the money for it, contact us. Now, if you're on Medicare, I understand that they're paying for a certain amount of acupuncture treatments. So check that out. You know, you gotta sort of explore the system, because there are certain things that they will pay for. Check it out. And I don't blame people for wanting to get off those drugs. They're horrible. They rob all your energy. They lower your immune system. And in many, many cases, they put weight on you. They return water in your body. All these side effects and a lot more, and some of them are really dangerous, and cause stroke or heart attack. So, yes, put the money there so I can practice preventative treatment. That's how it should be. And, you know, if you want to take that money and go to a doctor after you're sick, I mean, that's your business. Because if you don't get sick, that's even better. You don't need it. The money stays there, can be passed on to help somebody else. Yeah. So there should be changes in the way things are done to give us a better quality of life, and so that we don't have to fight with these agencies all the time and argue with them and try to convince them of what we need. All right, Inner Sight on the hotline, 631-224-3090. I want to go down the week. Monday night show is Mad or Glad. You talk about anything you might be mad about or glad about. You can call it in. Tuesday's open mic. We have open mic every Tuesday, where you can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Wednesday night, of course, is our nursing home show. And by the way, tonight, for this show at 9 o'clock, we're on local 115, if you want to watch, on Long Island. All right, Wednesday, the nursing home show, and also Wednesday night, we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. All right. Three different channels in Manhattan. Verizon Files, 35, 84 on RCN, and 197, I believe it is, in Manhattan. I'm not sure of that last number. I'll have to check that out. But it's Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Inner Sight. And you can get us on your computer at 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Comes through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Thursday, we usually do different subjects like we're doing tonight. So if you have a subject, you have an idea of what you'd like to talk about, and you can't find any place else that will let you come on and talk, call in a site. And let's see what we can arrange. The Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Or the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. All right. Incidentally, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, catering, 286-0444, that's a 631 number, 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And when you go in there to visit or get some food, you'll see a wonderful presence of Milton the guide dog. That's where he lived and played and was very happy. So check out Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Inner Sight. Yes, freedom of choice. Isn't that what this country's supposed to be about? Where's the freedom if you're dictated to that you can only go to this kind of doctor, this certain type of doctor? So now your freedom is interfered with, and at the same time, you've been going to this doctor, most likely you're getting worse. Every time I go to the doctor, I have a friend of mine, he's an internist. He's a beautiful guy. We know each other for 40 years, all right? And he knows that I don't take drugs. He knows it. And every once in a while he'll slip. You know, like one time I went in there and I had some kind of a rash. You know, you pick things up. And he said it was the shingles. So, you know, we're on a first name basis. His name is Harry, Harold. So Harry starts singing in the office. Frank has the shingles, Frank has the shingles. I said, Harry, what are you singing about? Well, he says, well, for this, you got to take medicine. I said, you know I don't take that stuff. And, you know, he knew that I wasn't going to take it. He didn't give me a prescription. All right? Because he knew I would throw it away. So he respected, in that way, he respected my wishes and my freedom. And then I told him, hey, Harry, I'm going to take some of this wild oil of oregano. It kills the virus. Oh, yeah, yeah. He says, take that. That'll kill anything. You know, goofing around, you know. Now, that's a good doctor, you know. He tells you to take the good stuff, the natural stuff. A lot of these doctors won't deal with you like that. They won't even look for the good stuff. They've got all this equipment in their office. But you tell them, hey, why don't you Google this and see what's recommended, what kind of herbal treatment it is. Oh, I can't do that. Well, what do you mean you can't do that? You're sitting right there in front of the monitor with the computer. Why can't you do it, you know? You know, and then you get the attitude, oh, I can't help you. You know, what the hell good is that? A doctor who, what he really means is I don't want to help you. I don't do that. They won't let me do that. However way you want to interpret it, shouldn't be. What happens between you and your doctor should be very private. And if he's going to recommend something that he knows about that maybe another doctor told him he encountered an experience of using this herbal substance or whatever it may be, he or she should be allowed, without being intimidated about their license, should be allowed to say, hey, this stuff is good, this is great stuff, it works, I want you to try this and we'll cut down on the medicine that's giving you all that trouble. That's how they should operate. And it's between you and the doctor. Not the stupid FDA that allows all these drugs to go on the market and then they got to remove them because they're dangerous. How many times will that happen? So Inner Sight believes in freedom. And that freedom translates in so many different ways. And tonight we're talking about how it translates into medical terms of freedom. I watched a friend of mine die in the hospital because they didn't know what to do for him. And he had a doctor who had helped him, and they didn't acknowledge that doctor in the hospital. And he lost the will to live. Isn't the idea of being a healer, a doctor, isn't it that your main goal is to help that person to stay alive and be healthy? That's how medicine should be practiced. I mean, all right, leave the regular guy, the regular doctor there too. Like I said, we're not looking to make everybody go to holistic doctors. No, we're saying you should have the freedom of choice. That's the important thing. Because many, many people have so much trouble with these side effects on these drugs that it sometimes gets to the point that you don't know if the person is sick or if the drug is making him that way. Then you wind up with another drug to counteract whatever it is that you're going through. All right, Inner Sight. Want to thank all our listeners. Don't forget tomorrow night the funnies. Let's see, last count, 122,140, I think. Well, that's a guess. We'll get a number for you. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow night. Get our engineer back. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being a part of it. InnerSight.info. If you can make a donation, we appreciate it. You go to our PayPal up there on the website. InnerSight.info. And you can find us on YouTube. We have a couple of YouTubes up there. We'll be doing some more of that. All right. Stay healthy. Look up things. Research them. Find out what other people are doing other than these doctors that are giving out these drugs with the horrible side effects. There's a whole other world out there. And I talk from experience. I don't take drugs. I never will. I'll go for the natural stuff. So Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We thank all our sponsor people that help us to stay on the show. I want to thank all the donors who may be listening. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. on the frolic, want to have some fun, tune in Inner Sight tomorrow night. And have a good crazy laugh and all that. We'll do a little Lauren Hardy on the Stiffified. Maybe we'll do some Honeymooners or Red Fox stuff, you know. All the oldies. Bring them back. Bring them back forever. Bring them back into the modern day. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Imagine Grady and Red arguing over a Google. Google. Hey, Grady, will you cut that out? What's wrong with you? I got the Googles, Fred. All right. Thank you so much, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Give us more. Inner Sight. Around the world, Inner Sight. Thank you.